Mark. I didn't know you wanted a slow dance with me.
That's the song I was talking about yesterday. That's the obligation. So I'm Mark Maron here with Sue Ellicott and Mark Riley on Air America Radio's Morning Sedition at 6:47. I mean 47 past the hour, depending where you are.
That is a cheesy song.
It was a great song at the time. 866-303-2270 is our number. 866-303-0. There you go. That's the number. Right now, though, it is time for, as you know, my therapist has instructed me to keep a diary of my dreams, and I'm now taking melatonin at night. So they're getting even weirder
because I took two last night, man.
Wait a minute. You know what? Before you start this, I have a request.
Okay.
Instead of playing the usual dream diary music, why don't we do Elvin Bishop underneath this? Since Elvin's such a big part of your life.
We're just hearing that, Elvin Bishop. That's up to the booth.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. My dream. I'm in front of a Senate committee hearing, and there are like a million hot lights burning down on me. I'm wearing a suit, which is like four sizes too big, and a tie that's three sizes too small, all right? I'm holding a chihuahua, which is also wearing a suit that's too big, all right? and a striped party hat. You know, me and the dog are both wearing party hats. Suddenly, this huge voice from somewhere inside the light says, "Do you promise to tell the whole truth, so help you God. I got my hand up, and I say, "Yeah, whatever. Don't hurt me. I have to get up really early, man." And the voice comes back. "Can you account for your whereabouts on the morning of September 10th, 2001? So I can feel my forehead start to freckle under the lights and then tan and then burn and sizzle like bacon. I smell like breakfast and I'm hungry. No, well, I don't know. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know there was going to be a test today. I said, I thought that..." And okay. Then the voice goes, "Please..." But all I can see is a silhouette. "The American people deserve an answer, but this is about this serious matter. Is everything a joke to you, Mr. Maron?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, kind of it is. Not everything, but a lot of things. I mean, I exchange a meaningful glance with the chihuahua. He understands. Good dog." The voice comes back. "I hope you're not wasting this committee's time." And the silhouette comes into the light, and it's Sue Ellicott. The senator from the great state of my subconscious. And I say, "Sue, we're not supposed to be here. We're just waiting for that PSA with Aerosmith to be over." But then you melt it into a purple mist, and I'm in the Grand Canyon eating my cooked forehead on a roll. I woke up, and my bed was filled with scrambled eggs and grapefruit. What is that about?
Yeah, and Marmite.
What is that? Marmite. Very good. I kind of know what that is. That's some sort of weird British breakfast spread. Isn't it like just sort
of... salty yeast thing. It's a yeast extract.
It's like brown and it's salty and it's got lard and yeast in it.
It's manna from heaven if you're British. It's just pure filth if you're not.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Is
are you kidding?
Is it the same as Vegemite?
Much, much better.
Oh, okay. So it's different.
They're the Australians.
Give us a call. Oh, yeah. I've had that, too.